Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Jim Garrison with the Humboldt County Historical Society. As I was driving home on the Avenue of the Giants the other day, enjoying the beauty of the Eel River and remembering years in my youth when there was a lot more water in it than we've had for a while, our county has, in fact, long been known for its wet winter weather and the frequent flooding that shaped its low-lying areas. Perhaps one of the most evident signs of these frequent floods is the absence of the many communities that once breathed life into the avenue. Places like Dyerville and Eleanor have been completely erased by the last century's floods, while others, like Pepperwood and Myers Flat, were altered so completely as to be nearly unrecognizable shadows of their former selves. I was reminded of a story told by Jerry Rohde in the Humboldt Historian of December 2000 about a family's experiences in the 1955 flood. The Mortensen family had a ranch in the tiny farm community of Eleanor, just downriver from Pepperwood. The Mortensons remembered well the destruction wrought by the Eel River in 1937, when houses and even entire farms were swept away in the powerful and terrifying floodwaters. Rains in early December of 1955 had resulted in flooding near Grizzly Bluff and other low-lying areas. The rains had subsided in the days leading up to Christmas, causing some residents to breathe a collective, if premature, sigh of relief, believing they may have dodged the worst. By the 21st, however, the rain had returned with a vengeance, and the Eel River began to rise once more. That night, the power went out in Eleanor, and the Mortensons and other families were helpless to do anything but watch as the water quickly rose to fill the road. By morning, the water had risen so high it had begun to flood houses in Eleanor. While some neighbors made their escape by boat, the Mortensons were trapped in their home, rising floodwaters having pinned the door shut, sealing them away from their own boat and escape. The family rushed to the attic and were able to chop a hole to the outside. The Mortensons waited on the roof of their home until they were rescued by a neighbor later that morning. The only thing that they could save were two of young Alice Mortensen's photo albums. After the flood, they moved into the only house left standing in Eleanor, but finally moved to Fortuna. Years later, in the 1970s, Save the Redwoods League purchased the property and made it part of Humboldt Redwoods State Park, along the Avenue of the Giants in southern Humboldt County, where, as I finished my drive home, I couldn't help but wonder how long it would be before we would see another winter like those in 1937, 55, 64, or 1985. Surely, conditions today are very different from those years. However, I have to wonder if the raging Eel River won't surge back to its former glory a few more times, just to show us who's boss. For the Humboldt County Historical Society, this is Jim Garrison with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.